Holter is joining me. He is the manager of the Capitol Theater. I believe manager, is that the right
term?
Well,
Kara's our manager. I now have the title of executive director.
Executive director, okay. And these titles seem to come in. You were the interim executive director.
I was that. Now they've bumped me up to, the full-time executive director.
That's right. And Kara's the manager, and then who's the...
Allie oversees. She's our nightcap.
Okay. Manager. Nightcap, you know, the nightcap has become a very, you know, a place that's sort of like, it sort of is the in-between place for just about everything. It's an after-work place to stop in. It's an entertainment place. It's got specials for smaller groups and smaller things.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it seats 63 people, so not a big venue. We've had a lot going on there this summer. You know, in the theater part, we had youth theater going on,
right.
Youth camp, so a lot of plays and practices. So Nightcap became our performance venue. So we've had musicians in there all summer long that have played Old Couch. We had alumni come back and play in Nightcap. We've had comedy going on. A busy and successful summer.
Again, a lot of things are going on. Big event happening on Saturday. It is the, and this is an annual event. We seem to be having it every year. It is the 2026 Hall of Fame Inductees Celebration Concert with the Class of 26 coming in, including Steve Hugg, the South Prairie Band, and Carlos Capdevila. And I'm going to guess, will we have performances from all three?
Yes. It'll be a fun night of great music. Carlos will be performing with Leaving Abby, his band, and Steve Hugg will be joining them for some songs. All longtime musicians. And this is our third year of hosting this at the Capitol. We also have the upstairs Southeast Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association.
Right.
Museum, which is a really cool place to visit if you're down there.
I think I was telling you, my daughter lives in Chicago, and I still remember she was back a number of years ago, and they had they had an event. I think it was a 1 year event, but we had during the day we had the Snake Alley Criterium. I was downtown for the Snake Alley Criterium. She came down for that, and then there was also following that was another event. It was maybe, I don't know if you remember or not, but there was a Snake Alley music festival that took place, and Leaving Abby was part of that, the big one. And so she was down for the last part of the bike races, and then she was looking around at all the different places that had been the new places and all the different stops and all the different restaurants and eateries, drinkeries. And she said, "Wow, this is," and she'd moved away from here with the idea that, you know, I'm going to be a Chicago kid. I want to live in the big city and get the dust of this little old town off my feet, so to speak. I call it George Bailey syndrome. And she said, "Yeah, this town's getting cool again."
It is. I have friends. I've had the opportunity to live around the country, and we have friends come back, and they're like, "Well, this is cool." Even friends from Des Moines come down. They're like, "This is a happening place."
And there is then you've got coming up on Saturday the 8th. It's the Old Couch Music Fest, and you know what? This has been an event that has been around. But it is, it really has. I remember I talked to Tammy McCoy. I said, "Tammy, where the heck did the term Old Couch Music Festival?" And, she said, "We were trying to think of a name," and we were sitting at one of the old couches in the corner, and, somebody said, "Well, why don't you just name it the Old Couch?" And they picked the old couch outside, and that became the theme.
Yeah, it's 9 years going now. And one of the things we've added this year, and I'm real excited, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be out in the front helping set up for the music that night. But at 2, we'll have face painting in the lobby. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to show the movie Sing. For younger people. So it's kind of our Old Couch family time in the afternoon. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll start music. The grounds open at 5. We'll have food trucks. We have four bands. This is all free. You're welcome to bring a couch. The only thing I ask, you take a couch, because I have hauled a few couches off to the landfill, or if we can get, if they're good shape, we'll try to donate them. But comfortable lawn chair is nice too.
And last year, the Old Couch Music Festival happened to be the same Saturday that I was on the with the doing the United Way Over the Edge.
Yes, yes.
And that was probably one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life, going over the edge. And can imagine going over the edge and seeing the Old Couch Music Festival.
All the same day.
Twin spin, so to speak. All right. Talking about that, that is Saturday, August 8th. And again, all kinds of things going on again at the Capitol. Again, coming up on the following week, Sunday the 16th and also Wednesday the 19th, it is a 35th anniversary of from Fathom, Point Break. That is the name of the movie. And Point Break, you're doing a lot of anniversary shows, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, Tad Good, who oversees our films at the Capitol, oversees the Snake Alley Film Festival, which they just ended in July, a very successful film festival. And so he oversees and able to get some of these. And Point Break, still one of my favorite movies. It's hard to believe it's 35 years old, but it's a great movie. I really encourage people to come out and see if you're not. I think they've remade it, but the original, definitely the best.
And again, you've also got coming up, then on Tuesday the 18th, you've got Texas Chainsaw Day. Now, why Texas Chainsaw Day? Is there something about that date, or is it just the fact that you decided
to
do something?
And I honestly don't know. I remember probably seeing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the drive-in out behind where Lowe's is now, but when I was in high school. So this should be an interesting film. I'm sure it's related to that original movie. So if that's your genre, we got a lineup of that horror type films coming to town.
You do indeed, because coming up on the 22nd Saturday, you've got a horror double feature, Popcorn and Fade to Black. And again, the horror two special double feature spooky horror podcast, all of that is going on. Horror films, if you're really into horror films, I have never particularly been into horror films, but I've seen a few.
Yep.
I still remember being at the drive-in watching The Exorcist for the first time, and it was a little bit spooky driving home. Do you know the feeling that there's something
for sure.
going on? Yeah, there's all of that that is going on. The Capitol Theater, you've also got Hear a Cat Video Fest that is going on. That's coming up on Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. What's that all about?
You know what? It's really cool. This is our third year of doing this. It's a lot of video with cats doing silly things, we're a home with cats at our house, so I mean, can't go wrong with kitty cats. So
there is a group that's coming up. We're also looking ahead to September 17th. A band that has been at the Capitol before.
Yes.
And I happen to know their manager. His name is Wayne Coy.
Correct.
and Wayne worked for me for a number of years at the radio station. And so I still remember he called me up. He said, "Hey, we got a band. You want to come and see them?" And I said, "Sure. They do a multimedia kind of background in terms of the screen, and then they have they play. It is a group basically doing a stage show as the Beatles.
Yes, yeah. It's their whole, and they do a great job. Is if the Beatles were to get back together for one more show,
the reunion show.
And they're from the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yep.
So they're routing through here.
San Jose, actually.
so we have the opportunity. They had a lot of fun last time. It's a Thursday night. And we'll be an early show. We'll get everybody home for the 10 o'clock news, but it'll be a great show.
It is indeed. Again, there's so many things that are coming up. You've got a lot of things. And again, there's always something new being added. I remember when you were saying, well, it's kind of a slow month. And then there was a whole ton of stuff that was all on the schedule.
Well, you know, my whole goal is to keep NICAP busy. If somebody wants to rent it, we're going to rent it to you. We'll provide whatever services you want. If you want food catered, you want a meal, you want music, we'll find it.
Anyway, so the NICAP's been a success. The theater, you've had, in fact, you've become, we were talking about it, you've become the home for the Southeast Iowa Symphony. Civic music is also the home of Civic Music. And, again, you've got also the Travelogue series that comes up. That's as well.
We are the home of 7 different organizations. So, you know, between what the theater actually does and other organizations, it is a very busy building.
There is.
We want to continue that.
Anyway, the Capitol, so basically BurlingtonCapitolTheater.com. You'll find out anything and everything. And check out the events, anything that's coming up, all of those things. And be ready because more stuff will always be added.
We're going to have the busiest year we've ever had in the 14 years we've been open. There will be something for everybody. I promise that.
Well, a lot of things yet to come, and a lot of projects are sort of looking into the future, but I guess those are things yet to be figured out.
We have a vision. We'll take it a step at a time.
You're still looking at raising funds. Is that right?
Well, I went to the Iowa Presenters, which is a group of theater directors, and we're really one of the smaller ones. And everybody is always, I mean, it's there's always a need to raise funds.
Right.
I just really commit to the community to be a good steward with that money. Our board, I know we're going to be frugal. We want to make good investments, but we want to continue the sustainability of the Capitol Theater and make sure it's here long past when I'm gone.
There you go. All right. It's the Capitol Theater. A lot of stuff in the month of August, and it is Jeff Poulter. Good luck, and let's hope it's another great month, and let's hope for another great year, okay?
Thank you.